West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, the number of deaths in Carroll County attributed to fentanyl appears to be on the decline. Carroll County Coroner Keith Hancock comparing the numbers from 2023 to 2024.
The 2023 numbers are finally all in. 2023, we had a total of 45 confirmed overdose deaths. Out of those 45, 29 were fentanyl-related drug deaths, which comes out to be 64% of our drug-related deaths related to fentanyl. The average age was 43 years old for 2023.
Hancock was the guest on Monday's WLBB Community Voice program.
2024, we're still got some out, but right now drug deaths are down. We're at 26, and out of those 26, 15 are fentanyl-related, which would be 58% of a drug-related death related to fentanyl. Still got 17 cases that went to the GBI for autopsy, so we're waiting on those results. But it'll probably be towards the end of this year before we have those numbers. They're running about 6 months behind due to staffing issues.
And Hancock attributes the expected decline in fentanyl-related deaths to Carroll County's fentanyl awareness campaign, the work of Carroll County and Carrollton's ACE unit, and the availability of Narcan. Buchanan police say a man arrested for his role in a road rage incident last month after he was alleged to have fired his gun from his vehicle in the direction of another vehicle is back behind bars after investigators determined he fired his weapon in another road rage incident 2 months prior. Investigators are unsure at this time what may have instigated the shooter in either incident. 38-year-old Hosman Ruiz Galon was charged in January with aggravated assault after allegedly firing 3 gunshots on the Buchanan bypass, then following the victim to the Dollar General in Buchanan, where witnesses and video surveillance suggest he again pointed his weapon in the direction of the victim. Galon was charged with aggravated assault and released after meeting a $15,000 bond. BPD Chief David Ratner says last week, as investigators reviewed complaints filed in late 2024, they came across the description of a similar incident in which a suspect driving was alleged to have fired his weapon through his vehicle's passenger window in the direction of another vehicle traveling on Highway 27 last November. Investigators determined the description of the suspect and his vehicle matched Galon, and Ratner says the victim quickly picked Galon out of a lineup. Galon is charged with a second count of aggravated assault. Bond has been denied for him this time. Villarica City Council will consider a 6-month moratorium on the acceptance of any applications related to the development of any new construction, including rezoning or permits for construction, or the subdividing of property and development of subdivisions or any commercial or residential construction. City officials say as part of planning, zoning, and growth management, they have been in review of the city's sewer deliverance and treatment capacities, and they're in the process of applying for EPD approval to expand its capacities. City staff has asked for time to determine the city's capacity of its sewer infrastructure and to develop improvements to the infrastructure to allow for sufficient delivery and treatment of sewage within the cities. Carroll County Schools celebrating Black History Month during February. Students are participating in a variety of activities to learn about the many contributions and achievements of African Americans throughout history. Among the many resources available for further study and involvement, the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture offers an annual theme and programming in conjunction with the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, the founders of Black History Month. The 2025 theme is African Americans and Labor. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington reporting.